Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling talking about this week's school board meeting.
All right, Greg, great to have you on the program this morning. Let's start with the reports you received on Monday evening from Lowell Ernst, Director of Instruction, and then your principals. What were some of the things that stuck out to you?
Right, so one of the things that the district is really working hard on is our literacy process, and so that looks different K-3, 4-6, and 7-12. But obviously there's going to be some new curriculum adopted starting next year. Literacy committee is working hard at trying to figure out what curriculum is actually going to be put in place. And so they've been doing that and then also planning the professional development for that as we go into next year. So, you know, that's really the thrust of what they're working on right now, trying to put that in place for next year and getting a lot of planning done before we get to the summertime. The other principals are working on things and schedules, and that was also a big part of the meeting. The elementary, especially K-3 and 4-6 as well, but they're working on their schedules for next year to build in collaboration time and intervention time for students, really trying to find ways to block out a large math time and a large literacy time for students and be able to help students that are struggling and then also students that need extension as well. So that was what the principals kind of reported on. The high school level is really looking at student registration right now, figuring out what numbers of classes they need in different areas. And so it's just kind of that planning time of year where we start planning for next year and making sure we have everything in place to begin the school year.
All right. You've got the middle school remodel coming up, and you guys approved some plans and are going to advertise for bids on the middle school remodel.
So here in March, we'll be advertising right now for the middle school renovation. And then those bids should come in over the course of the next month, and hopefully by our March 24th board meeting, the board will have some bids to actually act on. And then that project will get rolling hopefully early in this spring by April. Really looking at those happening fairly soon. That's a project that, of course, we have to do while kids are in the building, so it has to be phased in. So different parts of the building and teachers have to be displaced and moved in different areas to make space while we remodel certain other areas. So that'll be a little bit of a challenge to do that, but we're going to be working hard on that, figuring all that out, and that'll be one of our first projects started. We really expected to have the Career Academy kind of ready to go by now. The original bids came in too high, so we had to do some redesign on the Career Academy, and then that will be coming out for bids in April, with hopefully bids to come back then in May to be able to start construction in June.
Well, the architects there were showing some pictures, and some of the board members mentioned it looks a lot different, does it not?
Yeah, it actually is kind of the same building. It's just flipped the opposite way. So now the overhead doors and the shop doors will actually face the street, so you'll see that from the street side as opposed to before they really were kind of behind the building. And just the way the building's oriented is a little bit different. So that's really what we switched around. We lost a little bit of square footage in the building in one of our shop areas in the automotive shop. We still think we can make things work, but that's where that's at, and we're just excited to get those few changes made so we can get that back out to bid, and then hopefully come in where we need to be in our budget, and then be in good shape for getting that project started. With it not starting till summer, though, likely it'll take next year to construct, so we will not actually be in the Career Academy until the 15-16 school year. So hopefully by August of 2015, we'll be in that facility. We still have the classes going on in our current facility, and we're using space at the hospital as well, which we really appreciate. In terms of the physical structure, probably won't be there until August of 2015.
Well, we really appreciate you taking some time to discuss these things with us this morning, Greg. Have a great day, and we'll check in with you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot, Justin.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.